tweet at TodaySOR.
Britain's Prince Andrew is facing a backlash following his interview with BBC Newsnight presenter Emily Maitlis over the weekend. During the one-hour broadcast, the Prince said he has no regrets about his friendship with the convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein, who died in a New York prison earlier this year, apparently by suicide. This is just one extract from what Andrew had to say about their friendship.
Just for the record, you've been on his private plane.
Yes.
You've been to stay on his private island.
Yes.
You've stayed at his home in Palm Beach.
Yes.
You've visited Ghislaine Maxwell's house in Belgravia in London.
Yes.
So, in 2006, in May, an arrest warrant was issued for Epstein for sexual assault of a minor.
Yes.
In July, he was invited to Windsor Castle to your daughter Princess Beatrice's 18th birthday. Why would you do that?
Because I was asking Ghislaine. But even so, at the time, I don't think I... certainly, I wasn't aware when the invitation was issued what was going on in the United States. And I wasn't aware until the media picked up on it, because he never said anything about it.
He never discussed with you the fact that an arrest warrant had been issued?
No.
So he came to that party knowing police were investigating him?
Well, I'm not quite sure whether was it police that... I don't know. You see, this is the problem.
It was the Palm Beach police at the time.
But, I mean, I'm afraid, you see, this is the problem, is that an awful lot of this was going on in the United States and I wasn't a party to it and I knew nothing about it.
Prince Andrew there with Emily Maitlis of BBC Newsnight. On the line now, royal historian Professor Kate Williams and Anton Savage, PR consultant with the Communications Clinic. Good morning to you both. Professor Williams, what do you think Andrew's rationale was in doing this interview in the first place?
Well, when you watch it, what you see is a man who thinks he was innocent. And that's very clear. He has clearly thought he did nothing wrong. It was just popping over to Palm Beach and meeting a friend, didn't know anything. He said very tellingly in the interview that he didn't regret his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein because he met lots of useful people. He said that he didn't notice the people around Jeffrey Epstein, i.e. the girls and young women, because he thought they were just like staff in Buckingham Palace. You obviously don't notice servants. And he clearly thinks he did nothing wrong. He's innocent. And I believe it seems very clear when you look at the story of how this came about that he thought he actually chose Miss Maitlis, a forensic political interview, rather than someone who might have been a bit softer on him, because he felt that there was nothing to hide. And he thought that if he comes out there and puts his face in front of the British public and the world public, who all watched it on BBC World and YouTube, then everyone would think Prince Andrew was innocent. And of course, it's backfired. I think there were some people who sympathised with him before or thought didn't really understand what had been going on. Now, the entirety of public opinion is against him, and there are calls for him to talk to the FBI, and really, it got very, very serious.
And Anton Savage, when you read some of the reports, and you've watched the interview itself, there are suggestions that Andrew's own staff maintain it was a success.
Wow. This is the single stupidest thing I think I have ever seen anybody in the public eye do. It's extraordinary, from conception to execution. In the modern era, one of the really depressing things and what has given us people like Boris Johnson and Donald Trump is what's fancy, in a fancy way, called disintermediation, as in you no longer have to talk through the media to the people. So if he wanted to do all of this, he could have simply recorded a statement and uploaded it himself without running any of the risk of what he subsequently did. But the nature of saying, I will take an hour plus, because what we got was the edited version, so he sat down for probably nudging 2 hours. I'll take an hour plus of time. I'll do it editable, recorded, rather than live, which means I cede control over what goes to air to BBC. I'll allow them to promo it as they did, so they'll take excerpts of the worst clips and use it to build the audience for the thing. And I'll do it with one of the smartest, most forensic interviewers that the BBC has. All of that is madness. And then the manner in which he went about it, but for the fact that the subject matter is so depressing, it really was laughable.
Now, I want to go to another extract from it because he was asked for his response to allegations made by one of Epstein's accusers, Virginia Giuffre, then known as Virginia Roberts. She said she met him in 2001 when she dined with him, danced with him at a nightclub in London and had sex with him at Ghislaine Maxwell's house in Belgravia. Here's his response.
Do you remember dancing at Tramp?
No. That couldn't have happened because the date that is being suggested, I was at home with the children.
You know that you were at home with the children? Mm. Was it a memorable night?
On that particular day that we now understand is the date, which is the 10th of March, I was at home. I was with the children. I'd taken Beatrice to a Pizza Express in Woking for a party at, sort of 4 or 5 in the afternoon. And then, because the Duchess was away, we have a simple rule in the family that when one's away, the other one's there. I was on terminal leave at the time from the Royal Navy, so therefore I was at home.
Why would you remember that so specifically? Why would you remember a Pizza Express birthday and being at home?
Because going to Pizza Express in Woking is an unusual thing for me to do. A very unusual thing for me to do. I've only been through Woking a couple of times, and I remember it weirdly distinctly. But as soon as somebody reminded me of it, I went, oh, yes, I remember that. But so, I have no recollection of ever meeting or being in the company or the presence.
So you're absolutely sure that you're at home on the 10th of March?
Yeah.
She was very specific about that night. Mm. She described dancing with you and you profusely sweating and that she went on to have bath, possibly...
There's a slight problem with the sweating because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, and that was... Oh, actually, yes. I didn't sweat at the time because I... had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at, and I simply it was almost impossible for me to sweat, and it's only because I have done a number of things in the recent past that I'm starting to be able to do that again. So I'm afraid to say that there's a medical condition that says that I didn't do it.
So, Professor Kate Williams, what did you make of that particular exchange?
I mean, honestly, I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable that Emily Maitlis can go to Prince Andrew with these clear allegations. And Virginia Giuffre, and Robert says she was then, is a very, very clear, categorical witness. She hasn't changed her story. She's very clear. She has this photo. She, you know, she is very hard to undermine. And what does he say? He comes up with this strange stuff about Pizza Express in Woking. And, you know, frankly, Pizza Express in Woking, I've looked into this, is about 45 minutes by car from Mayfair. He could have gone to Pizza Express and then gone on to Mayfair to the Tramp nightclub. It was just ridiculous. If perhaps Prince Andrew had gone on and said, well, you know, I never did anything, I never saw anything, but I wish I'd never met Epstein. He's obviously a terrible, terrible human being, and it's awful, and I feel so bad for all these women. Terrible what Virginia Roberts went through. She didn't go through it at my hands, but it was terrible. Perhaps he could have come back. But instead, we get these ridiculous, bizarre excuses. And I think at base, he thinks and thought that we'd all just say, oh, yes, isn't that sweet? Prince Andrew's never been to Pizza Express in Woking. How cute. He could never have been involved in consorting with a known criminal, a known offender and a trafficker. But I'm afraid it's completely backfired.
And Anton, one thing that's, and again, as Kate has alluded to it there, been observed by many people who watched this interview, was his complete lack of any empathy for Epstein's victims.
It's extraordinary, and it's not just a lack of empathy for the victims, it's a lack of empathy for anybody, because en passant, in the middle of all of this, he established that other humans are quasi-serfs who move around him and he doesn't feel the need to interact with them because they are lowly servants. He used phraseology like that they had met at, I think he said, a run-of-the-mill shooting weekend. This man thinking, how divorced can you be from the normal line of people who are likely to watch this? But then you think, surely he had been put through his paces before he went on this interview. It's basic for somebody who is going to do a big interview like this that they would go through it and through it and through it, and that they would have the toughest interviews of their lives long before they got near the camera. And that means that he said, I'm going to explain away the allegations with a thing that says that I can't sweat, sorry, couldn't sweat at the time but can again because I got very frightened in the Falklands War, and I won't be able to remember anything over the last 10 years about material significant fact, but I will remember a single visit to Pizza Express in Woking. And in the heart of all of this, the one thing that I won't do is develop an answer for what is the central question which he left hanging, which is, how could you go and live with a convicted sex offender for 4 days? And he simply had no answer to that, other than that in a city with 500 hotels, it was convenient.
Yes, let's just hear one more clip from it where I think, again, we're talking about one of the standout moments for people when he talked about Jeffrey Epstein's behaviour. Just have another listen.
Do I regret the fact that he has quite obviously conducted himself in a manner unbecoming? Yes.
Unbecoming? He was a sex offender?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm being polite, in the sense that he was a sex offender. But no. Was I right in having him as a friend at the time? And bearing in mind this was some years before he was accused of being a sex offender, I don't think there was anything wrong then.
A manner unbecoming, Kate Williams. Was that perhaps the lowest moment of the whole interview?
I think you're right. I think his lack of regret for the friendship, for the association, saying earlier he met useful people, and then saying a manner unbecoming. Now, we'd seen Prince Andrew give a press statement through Buckingham Palace a month or so ago in which he talked about he was at a loss to explain Epstein's lifestyle. And we were saying, it's not a lifestyle. This is not consensual engagement and consensual activities some of us might think is a bit odd. This is actual crime, trafficking, sex offending. And this is what we get again. It's a manner unbecoming. Unbecoming might be, I don't know, dancing on the tables at a royal birthday party, or maybe wearing something a bit strange, or perhaps swearing too much. This is not unbecoming. This is crime. And I am hoping, you know, that the massive backlash against this, because we understand Prince Andrew thought it was great and gave Newsnight a tour of Buckingham Palace after. I'm hoping that the massive backlash, the public opinion, the newspapers, the social media, actually has made it clear to Prince Andrew, perhaps for the first time in his life, that he's done something bad and he needs to address this, because he certainly was not addressing it Saturday night.
And the other thing, finally, Anton Savage, Dickie Arbiter, who has a piece in the Telegraph headlined, "A daft idea for an arrogant, not very bright man." He's a former spokesman, of course, for Queen Elizabeth. He also makes the point that this whole thing could lead to further problems for Prince Andrew. He could be called to testify to US investigators, could bring up much more awkward matters. So how does he take it from here?
Well, this is the bit that is where it's so problematic, because, and it's also where Emily Maitlis deserves a great degree of credit, because not only did she play this interview beautifully, because she never gave him an excuse to get mad enough to walk out or anything else. She was very delicate in the way that she walked him into trouble. But one of the areas where she walked him into a lot of trouble was the question around, would he be willing to give a statement and would he be willing to appear in court? He tried to avoid it with the thing that says, having taken legal advice, I might. But she eventually got him to the point where he had to show willing, and he did say that he'd be willing to cooperate with the authorities, which leads to the possibility of a senior member of the British royal family showing up in cases pertaining to a man's sex offences. If I was the US authorities, I'd be sending them a little letter inviting him to come over and have a chat.
It's not over yet. My thanks to you both, Professor Kate Williams, royal historian, and Anton Savage, PR consultant with the Communications League. Thank you.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.